Hello, my name is Isaac from the Infinity Bros, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. Throughout the Star Wars movies and TV shows, Anakin Skywalker earns himself a reputation of being reckless. He often takes action before he should, much to his master Obi-Wan's disdain. This often gets him into situations that could have been avoided if he had just waited and listened to his master's commands. You can often hear Obi-Wan imploring Anakin to have a little patience. While Anakin's lack of patience isn't his only quality that leads down his path to the dark side, it plays an important role in how he handles certain situations and the consequences that he faces because of the choices he made. That's why so much emphasis is placed on patience in the Star Wars universe especially, but also in our daily lives. It's human nature to be impatient. We get a little antsy when we don't know what's ahead of us. Sometimes that leads us to charge into situations and make poor decisions. A more recent nerdy example of this has been the show Invincible, in which a teenager named Mark Grayson, son of the super powerful Omni-Man, finally receives his powers and is learning how to use them. He's so eager to prove himself and test out his new powers that he often takes on more than he can handle, including a villain named Battle Beast, who ends up beating Mark so badly that he puts him in a coma and in the hospital for several days. Mark learns very quickly that he is not, in fact, invincible. While we don't often suffer life-threatening consequences like Mark did, we run into impatience on a daily basis. Whether it's work, school, friends, family, or anything else, it's easy for us to jump the gun and try to take things into our own hands, instead of being patient and giving the situation to God. Part of the reason we do this is because we feel we don't have control over the things in our lives. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." If we can realize that God is the one who actually is in control, and we don't try to take the wheel from him, it might help us to be more patient and not be as anxious about our future. If we turn to God first, many times he will show us the direction that we should go. We need to stop, take a breath, think, pray, and reset. Then the path might seem a little clearer. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us in our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Isaac from the Infinity Bros for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, we love you 3000. Bye!